Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
A Dear Media original podcast.
People either loved me or hated me. It was like no in between.
Totally.
It was like, you know, you stuck up for yourself, or it was like, you're so mean, you know? So I kind of just had to go with it.
Amen, honey. Yeah. You and me both.
I know you know.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in. We've got a very special episode of Back to the Beach with Kristen and Steven here for you. I'm Steven Coletti.
And I'm Kristen Cavallari.
There she is. And this is a special episode because I'm also looking at Alex. Alex M. from the show.
Yeah!
Hi, guys.
Alex Johnson now. So we need to get caught up on that. I need the news there. We have a new last name. Alex J. is in the house, y'all.
Or formerly known as Alex M.
There you go. So good to see you. Thank you so much for joining us. This is really awesome to have you on. Gosh, it's been, I mean, I haven't seen you in a minute.
Like, Steven, I think it's been like 10 years since I've seen you.
You look exactly the same. By the way, I've been watching the show. I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even look like you've aged.
Well,
you know, you're basically in college at this point. So
thank you. I mean, I feel like I'm a little bit better than back then. A little bit.
For sure. Yeah. I think the brain has expanded a bit. And you've got kids.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Three little guys. Kristen gave me all
advice.
Yeah.
What's with everyone having three kids? I'm so
mad. Oh my gosh, it's nuts. I remember, Kristen, when we were at the pool and I hadn't had my third yet. And she was,
wait, you didn't know you were pregnant yet?
Yes.
You found out like a week later.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God, that's right. Yes. And so
her
little ones were running around and I was like, how is it with three? And she was like, it's so much fun, you know, but it's crazy. Like, it's fun. And then I found out I was pregnant like a week later with. Or maybe it was the gender. I forget. We were talking about thinking it was a girl.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it was the gender. And, maybe you're right.
And,
yeah, but
God. Yeah, it was a boy. So now I'm a boy mom.
Three boys.
Under five.
I had seen you a couple years prior. Actually, my brother's memorial service that we did. You came to that as well, which was a few years before. So, and we've stayed in touch. I mean, we talk, I'd say, pretty regularly.
Yeah. No, we do,
and
for sure.
I actually told you, and Steven, I told you a couple weeks ago, but I was going through my photo album that I have and I found this paper. It's called AKA, which was Alex, Kristen, and Alex. And like all of our inside jokes are on it. I got to take a picture and send it to you. But I was laughing.
Well,
so
don't you remember? So it was AKA. And then who was the other crew? And we were like battling. They wrote their initials. It was like Taylor and like.
Of course it was Taylor.
It was like Taylor and two other
Morgan,
girls.
I'm assuming.
And they would, remember they came up to our classroom and put it on the window to show it was like AKA against like TAK or whatever the other one was.
Oh my gosh.
Okay,
oh my
see, God. This
it's
is
like,
what
how do you like
been,
them apples?
This is what we've been talking about. Like the ebbs and flows of especially girl friendships in high school. Like one minute you're best friends and the next minute I'm like, I actually don't even know what happened, but we clearly weren't friends.
Yeah.
But that's why like one of the big storylines on season two is you and Taylor versus Alex and I. And I sit here and I'm like, I actually really thought we were all friends.
Yeah,
so
that's
I don't
exactly
even remember
it.
Like what happened.
Especially like you, me, and Hoosie for like the longest
time.
Like, and then we were all friends, but I think like you know, there needed to be that storyline too. And it was really like Taylor. I don't even know why you and Taylor initially.
Thank you. Me either.
We were talking about this. A big thing for MTV. It's like, if you're acquaintances in real life and you're like, we just don't connect as like good friends, MTV is going to turn you into enemies if they want to. Real quick. Because it'll be like, all right, Kristen, talk to Alex real quick. Tell her like why you aren't friends with Taylor.
Right.
You know, and if you tell a 17-year-old kid, especially all of us at that age when we have our insecurities, and as you've mentioned, Kristen, where you're like, I would just say shit to like protect myself in a way, right? And to do so, you take the piss out of somebody else at their own cost. And so then it's gold for MTV because then they could turn it into an enemy situation, which you don't even, you know, just it doesn't really go anywhere besides like maybe there's a competition with talent or they're just begging for a love triangle, right?
Yeah.
So they're trying to create that. So
I actually I think I do remember why you and Taylor's feud happened now that I'm like, I was jogging.
Oh, we got breaking news.
Like, breaking news, guys. Remember, there was something about an ID that you thought Taylor, this all goes back to fake IDs, like talk about like
the most important thing clarify, in high school.
And I feel something along the lines of like, you thought Taylor took your fake ID. I mean, how trivial, but like, that was a big deal. It was a big deal
damn
back then,
right. You know what? Damn it. I stand by everything I've ever said.
Yeah. It was so worth
That's
it.
That's so like, funny.
Do not steal my ID. Yeah.
Hell no.
We went over the IDs a few episodes back where, I mean, you had to go up to LA, you had to get the scannable one, then you had to go get the black light one. Uh-huh. So it was like, and it was a whole freaking day. So you had to lie to your parents for like 12 hours instead of just like 3. So—
Do you think that still is a thing today? Like, do you think
it's gotta be, right? It has to be. Has to be.
I mean, it has to be. I feel like there's some things that just don't change no matter what generation. You know, in high school,
always,
the same shit.
Always
you know,
gotta like, get that.
Yeah.
That alcohol somewhere.
The kids are all getting drunk still, let's be honest.
That definitely hasn't changed.
No.
So, wait, real quick, I wanna go all the way back for you guys. Do you remember, Alex, when Kristen came to our school? Because so you guys in the beginning, you're saying it was Alex H. and yourself and Kristen, you guys were AKA, which I should say, it's an episode we just watched where you guys call each other and one of you says, hey, Al, and the other one goes, hey, Al.
That was so how good. It was. Yeah.
This is really
it's
sweet.
So cute, yeah.
And MTV has you guys kind of like catching up again, which we can go into that in a second. But as far as where Kristen appeared, do you remember like first hanging out with her?
First of all, it's funny because I remember your brother, Kristen, Mike, like sitting me down. And you know the story too is, oh my gosh, so my sister's moving here. You guys, because Mike and I were really good friends. And he was like, you are just like my sister. Like, you guys are going to be best friends. Like, I really think like you should meet her. And then I remember you were going to, or you did go to Santa Margarita, right? For a little bit or a year or something.
Freshman year,
And then we met in Driver's Ed. And so we sat in Driver's Ed together and we had put two and two together. It was like, oh my gosh, like I know your brother. And so Kristen and I had known each other prior to her. That was like our first little intro. And then I think like—
And you invited me over to your house.
I think it was like that weekend. Yeah, I was like, oh my God. I'm like, I'm having people over Friday, come over.
Yeah.
And you were like, okay, cool. Like, you know, like normally you say that to people and they're like, oh, cool. Like I'll text you. Like Kristen's like, great, I'm coming over. And so—
Like in my Hurley sweatshirt, I'm all, hey.
Yeah. And we all got ready together and I forget who was there that night, but then it kind of just, that was it. And then you had ended up coming back over to Laguna. I kind of feel like we were each other's first friends of all the group of, you know, of everyone.
I agree. Well, it was you, me, Alex, and Bailey.
Oh,
remember
there
the
you
four
go.
Of us?
Yes.
Yeah, we were like our little crew and we had so much fun.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
It was the best.
Yeah, it was such good times.
Okay, you guys, we are of course back to talk to you yet again about our favorite HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's, of course, America's number one meal kit.
That's right, guys. And March is National Nutrition Month. So HelloFresh makes it easy to choose delicious, dietitian-approved meals. Simply look for the Dietitian Win tag on their menu choices for meals under 700 calories and with 1/3 less sodium.
Delicious dinners are a cinch with HelloFresh's chef-crafted seasonal recipes that come with ingredients already pre-portioned. So all you have to do is cook and enjoy.
All right, you guys. So I got to tell you a little story. I've been a bit of a nomad. I'm couch surfing currently in LA as I live down in San Diego. So I'm hassling my friends up here in LA to constantly stay at their house. So that means when I do actually get down on the weekends back to my place, I have zero groceries. However, HelloFresh has come to save the day a couple times. There have been some times where I roll in very late on a Friday night, and what's sitting outside my door but a box from HelloFresh sitting there with a bunch of meals inside waiting for me to open up and cook away at my convenience. So I can't tell you how much HelloFresh has saved me from time to time as you're getting back, trying to get home, don't have time to go to the grocery store and eat some food. Boom, box of HelloFresh to save the day.
Love it. Okay, you guys, go to HelloFresh.com/Beach60 and use code Beach60 for 60% off plus free shipping. Again, that is HelloFresh.com/Beach60 and use code Beach60 for 60% off plus free shipping. You guys, trust us, you're going to want to check out America's number one meal kit. Okay, you guys, let's talk about probiotics. Hopefully everyone out there is taking a probiotic, but I hate to tell you, not all probiotics are made the same. If you guys haven't heard of the probiotic seed, I highly recommend checking them out. They are the probiotic that I take. I love them because they're truly the only probiotic I've ever noticed a huge difference. So I definitely think you guys should check them out. Steven, you would agree, yes?
Yes. And let me tell you guys a little bit about what exactly is Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic. It is a broad spectrum plant-based prebiotic and 24 strain probiotic formulated for digestive, gut immune, and additional systemic benefits. If you've taken a probiotic before and never felt a difference, it's likely because the good bacteria wasn't surviving your GI tract. Seed is designed differently, and that's why it works. What does Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic do? Well, it supports benefits in and beyond the gut. Yes, Seed's DS01, trademarked, will support ease of bloating, healthy regularity, and ease of evacuation, if you know what I mean. But it will also support your gut barrier, skin health, heart health, and micronutrient synthesis. Also, one final note about Seed, it is sustainably delivered monthly. Each component of their refill system is designed to protect your DS01 Daily Symbiotic.
And they have a nice little travel case that's easy to just throw in your bag too. I travel a lot, so it's easy to bring it with me when I go. So you guys, definitely check them out. You can start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/beach and use code BEACH to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/beach and use code BEACH.
Now, let's get caught up to the MTV of it all, because we see you in the first season quite a bit when they kind of, you know, I feel like you're a major player there, but really it picked up in the second season. Now, you remember filling out the packet?
I do.
Right? In your interview?
Yes. Yeah. I didn't do the initial interview. I remember when you guys had all done that and we all didn't know what it was going to be or what it was. I remember thinking everyone thought it was like a True Life. I live by the beach or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then, this is our life. Although it's like perfect because literally you guys would like check the waves from our high school like classrooms. Like I still to this day, I'm like, oh, it's just such a beautiful school. So I can totally see why they wanted to do it there. But yeah, then I think like after the first season, it was really the feud between Kristen and Taylor that kind of brought me along because Taylor and I had been best friends since kindergarten. And I think it was just a storyline that we kind of had to play up a little bit, you know? And I remember like walking down the sidewalks. I don't know if you guys had talked about this yet, but where the camera guy would say, okay, he'd be on the opposite side of the street and we'd be walking down the sidewalk. They're like, okay, walk down the sidewalk. And when you look at the camera across the street, like give them the meanest look you could possibly get.
Yep.
And we were like, had no idea what that was for. And we were like, okay, you got it. And then sure enough, like you roll the tape and there it is. There's Kristen and Alex and Jessica walking on one side and there's Alex and Taylor and Morgan walking the other side. And
we had a producer that was walking on the other side, Jessica Reynolds.
Yes.
And she would like make faces at us. So we'd be like, oh my God. Yeah. And then they would cut it to be like, you guys.
Yes. Yes.
The shit, no shit they would do. Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Always. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a great little trick of the trade. If I ever produce a reality show in the future, I need to
They
use
really
that.
Knew that's what they were brilliant. Doing, guys. They really had
they
it
really
down.
Did.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's been one of the most eye-opening experiences for me. And this is appreciating the editing because we knew it was there, of course. But you know, having not watched the episodes in a while, going back and being like, man, like, first of all, there's some things where you're like, how the fuck did they get away with this?
Oh
it's
kind
of obvious when you watch it now. But back then, there was no TiVo. It just kind of aired at its time slot. Maybe another repeat performance later on in the week. But that was it, right? And then you had to buy the DVDs if you really wanted to watch it again. And so there's that. But then there's also like, man, they got real crafty right there. And that works very well. And if you didn't know any better, I find myself watching season two. Kristen just yelled at me in this last episode because she's like, dude, they did the same shit to you in the first
season.
I'm like,
you're falling for their shit.
That's exactly. And I'm like,
I know you guys kind of knew better because you had gone through it like already in a season. Like, but
you would think that I would have wised up season two, but I didn't. I think I just fell for more of their shit. Or I was like, I don't have the energy to fight you.
No.
What do you want?
But also, as to what Alex was just saying a little bit earlier, like you kind of lean in a way, like you understand what they need to get. And you're also, part of it's a mix of like, I want to get the fuck out of here and go hang out in my real life. So what do you want me to say?
Like, I don't
want
to walk through the door 15 times. Okay. Like, get the shot.
Yes. Exactly.
So then just them mentioning another person or having you talk about something else that happened and then using it for a totally different thing.
Yeah.
So really fascinating. But that's so funny. Because the walk, to me, the Mean Girl moments when you guys are strutting down the street, whatever song that they're playing, it's pretty classic.
Oh,
it's got me
so
cracking
good.
Up.
But that's like a microcosm for like, I feel like my whole storyline. Because like, as like the boyfriend, stealer, I guess you could say, like with the Jason Jessica like love triangle. I mean, Jessica and Jason were together like months before Jason and I got together. But in one
episode, see, I wanted to break this down.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you guys agreed to go to Winter Formal together before Jessica
and Jason?
We're back
together. Yes. So there was all these things that like they were together, they broke up, and then Jason and I had like had a brief little stint, but they put that in one episode, right? So it made it look like I was a boyfriend stealer or I was taking him away from Jessica.
Right away.
But in reality, I think Jessica was doing like with someone else at that time and then got back together with Jason. And that's the whole Cabo episode breakdown. I would say that was like the only like real time of like where Jessica actually did hook up with Jason when we were together. But not that it warranted that reaction from me in Cabo, but man, like at least that was truthful.
I felt like, so going into this Cabo episode, I know when watching that one, I was like, okay, all right, here we go. And I knew something was going to happen. And as we start to, you know, they've got everyone drinking poolside, the drinks are flowing.
Remember Morgan's dad, like, rented out the whole bar for her 18th birthday.
I forgot about that.
Oh,
yes, it was. That
shit.
Dinner was her birthday dinner, actually.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that the one that was on the beach?
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, they stepped it up a little bit for you guys in the second season because they had a private little beach dinner for you guys. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very nice. But as we're getting into the night, and it's just like, I've got the anxiety of what happened in the first season of like watching the show over and seeing like, okay, we're building, we got drinks going on during the day and now we're building into the dinner and everyone just blacked out. All, proper decision-making and better judgment is falling by the wayside. Here we go. How do you feel about it? Because I was like, oh, well, you guys didn't come to blows, which it could have because some of our worst moments as far as just being with having no judgment is Cabo because you're more drunk than you've ever been entire, your high school life. And it's just that's why that environment will breed some of your worst possible behavior. But I mean, you didn't go to blows. So
it could have been worse for sure.
No, I think it was pretty. I'm like still to this day, like it's like eats. Like if that were to happen, like now having children, I'm like, ugh. The way that I was on the show is I felt like I was just going to be who I was. I wasn't going to like tailor my personality to try to like be a certain way. And I think like ultimately that backfired because they're like, oh, perfect. She doesn't care. Like, she'll be the villain or she'll be like the mean girl or whatever it is. And then you think about like in high school, which a fight with your friends lasts like 2 seconds, right? Like, and they happen frequently, especially girls. Like we were talking about earlier, it's like one little thing, like you took my ID and then it's like 2 weeks of a fight and it's over. But like when it's on a reality show, it plays out a whole season, right? So it's like something that was so tiny. Although those were my true feelings. Like, I definitely, like, I remember my grandma being like, is that real? Like, did you really talk to someone like that? I'm like,
oh, that's the hardest part.
I was so, you know, and it's like even going back and like thinking about it, I feel horrible that I could like, you know, but you're 16 or 18 and you're drinking, like you said, it's just kind of a free-for-all in Cabo. And it's not like behavior I like loved, but
I got to tell you something though, Alex. I mean, yes, I think like personally, was it your best moment? No, but as a viewer, I was like, this fucking girl is like, I just kind of loved because you were strong. You were just like, you're standing up for yourself. And the shit you were saying today, it would never be able to make it on TV. But when you were like, wait, have I ever been down somewhere? Hold on. I think you were like, you're a slut. And she's like, okay, I'm a slut. And you're like, wow, you're a low chick. I was like, you can fucking kill someone with your words, which I kind of love.
Yeah, so bad.
I was like, oh my God, it's like so good, but so bad.
I know. But you know, I feel like that's like people either loved me or hated me. It was like no in between.
Totally.
It was like, you know, you stuck up for yourself, or it was like, you're so mean, you know? So I kind of just had to go with it.
Amen, honey. Yeah. You and me both.
I know.
A couple episodes ago, Chris and I were talking about just kind of what, like Team Jessica or Team Alex. And I was like, I think I'm Team Jessica. But I will say this, and this is, but then I also kind of.
No,
I know. I told him, hang on a second.
I know, I'm totally kidding.
We talked it out, and this was more. And then he regretted it. And I was like, shit, I think I'm going to return the t-shirt. Like, I'm going to try to get my money back and say, you know what? I just don't support any of this. Because in the beginning, they're like, oh, you go to formal with Jessica, even though like they're in a relationship now, like you don't give up that privilege of going to the dance with that person in the MTV's world. And then, you know, you guys date right away, right after you break up. So to that, I'm like, okay, I kind of feel for Jessica and I can relate. Like there was times where it was like, hey, maybe you guys should not date anymore.
Maybe like we should move on from Jason like the real.
Yeah.
You've had a good run and you guys just aren't really compatible. Just go a different direction, but she keeps coming back and she keeps putting herself in a position. So much so where you see it once you guys are dating and it bites her back in the ass real hard because now MTV has a real moment of where something happened with her and Jason when you guys were dating and oof.
It's a funny story because the backstory of that whole part of when Jason and Jessica hooked up, like when we were together, Taylor and I were on our way to Talon's house, which is where it happened. And we got pulled over and we got arrested for fake IDs. I don't know if you guys remember this.
Oh
my gosh. So we were filming, the policeman saw the camera and we think, remember how like they wanted to like make certain cast members examples and like they thought, oh, perfect, this is gonna get caught on camera. So they said, I mean, they were literally like, let me see your ID. And Taylor gave the fake one. And he was like,
no.
I took her out of the car on accident. And then he was like, where's yours? And I was like, too scared to lie to the cops, obviously. And so we both got arrested.
Aww.
Never made it to Talon's house, which is why, like, when everything happened.
And then
we didn't make it to the party. And that's when Jason and Jessica ended up hooking up. And Cammy texted me and was like, by the way, Jason and Jessica are in a closet, like hooking or whatever it was. And then we went to Cabo.
Playing 7 minutes in heaven.
Yeah, they were doing, you know, who knows, spin the bottle. Yeah, so then we went to Cabo like that weekend. So it was like, I had no,
that was
kind of like my first like real introduction to like seeing her.
So the dinner between you, me, Alex, and Taylor, when you supposedly found out when Cammy texted you, that was all bullshit. That was a fake text.
No.
Do you remember that dinner?
So that must have been... No. Okay. So that was
another
right
time?
Before... That was right after that we got arrested. So it had to have been at that. Yeah. It was at that dinner. Then you guys had left. And then me and Taylor drove. And that's when it happened. Because we went to that weird restaurant, like, right on PCH.
Yeah, C'est la vie or something.
C'est la vie.
And then we got pulled over into the library parking lot. So it was right after that.
What a big night for you guys. Wow.
Yeah, no, I mean, we didn't like get around, like we everything was good. But yeah.
Good.
Don't worry, people.
Wow.
What is it with Taylor and fake IDs?
It is obviously a trending theme. Yeah. So yeah, it was.
Did she get arrested with my fake ID? Yeah.
And that's where it all came from. That's how we knew. Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Wow. Okay, so this answers a lot of questions. So you and Jason really did date. And do you remember how long you guys dated for?
Okay, so this is another weird story. Because like Jason and I were like great friends growing up. Like our parents were friends. And we had always been like, it was like me, Cedric, and Jason. Like we were just like good buddies. And then I just randomly, I think our relationship, I'm saying that like in quotes, was like maybe a 2-week thing. Like it was so brief. I think it was more played out for the show that like, oh, okay, like we hooked up once or whatever it was. And then MTV just ate it up.
It is amazing.
Yes.
They take something that literally was 2 weeks and all of a sudden now it's on every single
like
episode.
It's like my whole storyline. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, you know, but
it's really amazing.
But you know how it is.
Wow.
It's our hookup culture. Yeah, we talk about it.
We talk about it.
Yeah, the hookup culture is strong.
I'm like, God, it seems like I hooked up with everybody. Yeah. Like, I swear I didn't.
I remember the producers like talking to us about like, I think they asked us to define hooking up. And it was like, oh, you know, just like you go past friends with somebody. Yeah. One time.
Well, and what like, we've realized
you kiss
though,
or like, you know, things happen.
What we've realized is it can be anything from kissing to having sex. It is all over the map.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be as little as a kiss or as big as a kiss.
And it seems so normal to us that it was like, I remember when the producers were asking me about it, I'm like, what the fuck did you do in high school? Like, did you go to high school?
Like, come on. I mean, and that's like your prime time of like all those big things, like the drinking and the hooking. It's like, it's just like everything's so magnified. So like taking it to a reality show, it's like whenever I try to explain it to people, I'm like, what were you doing when you were 16 to 18? You know, it's like, that's kind of your time of finding who you are. I mean, you don't even know who you are yet, you know? You're just living life.
All of our friends too, it was like, that was our thing. Our parents were there and they were strict to an extent, but it wasn't like we were expected to be academics.
Yeah.
In a way. You know, we weren't going to go on to be political
engineers.
Science majors.
I was not going to USC, so it did not matter.
You weren't getting a full ride to USC.
I wasn't.
We had fun families and fun parents that said, you know what, enjoy this time of your life. This is like when your responsibilities are minimal.
Yeah.
Keep your shit together. Don't be a moron completely, but have some fun.
Totally. Yeah.
Guys, I'm very, very excited to talk to you about Hiya, which is children's vitamins. I think we all know, or if we don't know, it's important to know that typical children's vitamins are basically just candy in disguise. They are filled with 2 teaspoons of sugar, unhealthy chemicals, and other gummy junk that growing kids should just never eat. That's why Hiya was created, the pediatrician-approved, super-powered, chewable vitamin. While most children's vitamins are filled with 5 grams of sugar and can contribute to a variety of health issues, Hiya is made with 0 sugar and 0 gummy junk, yet it tastes great and is perfect for picky eaters. I've never had a problem getting these in any of my 3 kids. Formulated with the help of nutritional experts, Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, and many others to help support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, and more. What is not to love? It's non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free, and everything else you can imagine. Hiya is designed for kids of all ages and sent straight to your door so parents have one less thing to worry about. Like I said, my kids love these vitamins and I love knowing that they check so many boxes with all of the different things they include. So I have peace of mind if my kids maybe aren't eating the best, that they're still getting tons of vitamins and minerals in their bodies. And I'm very excited because we've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to hiyahealth.com/beach. This deal is not available on their regular website. So go to hiyahealth.com/beach and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. You guys, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I'm very excited to talk about BetterHelp. We've talked about it before on the podcast, but it's therapy. And I am a huge fan of therapy because it really helps to get to know yourself, which can be a lifelong process, especially because we're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding. I've learned a lot in therapy, but even just tools to navigate life or even just having tough conversations with people. When I first started therapy, I realized that having difficult conversations, I was having them the wrong way. So what I learned in therapy almost immediately was that when someone comes to you with a concern or a problem, it's really important to validate what they said, make sure you understood what they said correctly before you then go into defense mode or trying to then have someone understand your perspective, which is a lifelong lesson that's valuable for any relationship, whether it be with a parent, with a friend, with a coworker. It's all valuable information.
Ah, there it is. Wise words. Thank you for the free advice here, Kristen, on
Back to the
Beach.
It's my years of therapy I'll give to you.
You guys, listen, if you're thinking of getting therapy, and I do recommend it, you want to get started, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be super convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. You guys, discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beach10 today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/beach10.
I think there's a lot of special things about our group is that, I mean, the majority of us went from like kindergarten to high school together, but like we're such a tight-knit group of friends. Like the fact that we're all still like, Steven, I haven't seen you in 10 years, but it feels like, you know, it was like yesterday that I saw you, you know, when we talk. And so not a lot of people have that, like with high school, you talk to people and they're like, wait, what? You still talk to people in high school? You know what I mean? And I just think that, and another thing that people always ask is like, were those really your group of friends or was it just like put together? And it really was like, we were all prior to the show, like that was the crew, we all hung out, you know? So I don't know. It's a special little bond, even more so because of the show.
I agree.
Absolutely. And I think as the years have gone on, I've only seen, as you mentioned it earlier, about just this spot where we could walk out on the street and check the waves from just walking out of campus and realizing how beautiful Laguna is. And it's, as I've grown older, it's just, it's been emphasized that much more of like, wow, really was fortunate to grow up in such a place and do feel strongly about everyone that I grew up with and enjoy that they're still in my life and I could still go back there and pick up right where I left off with some of these people. Because, I mean, look, at the end of the day, you could check a lot of boxes of places you want to live and people you want to be around. And Laguna, at the end of the day, checks them, for me at least, after spending time, you know, around the country and just being like, wow, this is a pretty amazing place. So it is unique. And I remember going to my reunion and walking away from it, the one impression I had was like, wow, that was just a great group of kind people that were genuinely happy to see each other, which is nice because I think you've eliminated a lot of that high school immaturity and insecurity that breeds poor judgment and acting out in weird ways. Now that you're older, it's like you're fucking just rooting for everyone. Like, I want to see you do well. I want to see you do well. Like, oh, you're doing this amazing thing. Like, that's fucking really awesome. Yeah. And that's great to see. But also want to circle back to just your position in the show because— Look, I'm with you. Look, what happened, what I did in Cabo, I'm like, I was watching it like, holy shit, it's even worse than I remember. And I was like, fuck, this is tough. But like, I do believe that you held back in a way, or you made some, you know, some good judgment as far as not taking it to blows. When you really like, I think you had a reason of like, this chick hooked up with my boyfriend. Like, people would totally understand if you took a swipe at her, you know, physically, but you didn't. And you still have a conscience all these years later of like, fuck, wish I didn't say some of the things, not my best moment.
No.
Which is, look, that's all I think you need to do. And it's nice to be able to look back on it so many years later and be like, I'm just glad that I've grown up from being that person and I'm not stuck and still acting like a child. And you're a full adult and you're not acting like a child is what I'm trying to say. But in other scenes in the show, I feel like you express your emotions and what you're feeling honestly in a good way. And I don't know if it's just, I'm actually just picking it up, you being really good at saying what MTV needs you to say, but also I think what makes you a great character for the show and people resonating with you is that, you know, you are expressing like how you're feeling. And that is true to, you know, what is going on at that point in your life in high school. And you know, I think people for watching that at home can relate and see that like it's good to see other people going through some of the same shit or having some of these thoughts and feelings about something and not knowing how to express it. But you were pretty good at being able to express it and talking about it in a natural way that really is good for the audience. And so I think you do a good job with that and are great for the show.
Thank
you. I've enjoyed watching it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was just my whole, like, if I'm going to do this, I'm just going to be, I couldn't fake who I was anyway, right? Like, but I didn't want to change course of who I knew. It was either going to go, you loved me or you hated me. And there was no in between. And so I just kind of tried to stay true to myself.
I think it's obvious when you come in with an agenda and you're trying to censor what you say or just say things for the camera.
People can read through
it. Caught on now.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have social media when we did the show too, which I think was a big blessing because like now with everything that goes on with like this cyberbullying and everything else, like I felt like that could have really affected us so much more, you know, rather than people yelling on the street like, you're mean or like, I love you, you know, like, but like, you know, I think back to that it was kind of a blessing that we didn't really have that yet.
Yeah.
Would
no,
you
I
have
agree.
People on the street saying stuff like that?
Oh,
too?
Yeah. Like, oh, I like went mean? To like college, like really briefly, Marymount College. It was like a private little like 2-year. And people would run past me and like yell things, be like, I love Jessica. Or like, you suck, or I love you.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, and I'd be like, oh God, and that ended pretty quickly. I was like, all right, I'm out of here. 2 weeks
like,
later.
I can't do this college thing anymore.
Yeah. I'm going to go to USC and check that out.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah. Wait, Alex, what's your favorite memory from the whole show?
There's so many. Like, I feel like even though that Cabo trip took a turn, you know, at a certain point, but like, I just remember like being in the pool all together, like jumping around, like laughing. Like Cabo was so fun. I feel like that was a really fun trip. Poor Jessica, the producer. Like I remember we were all like naked, like running around her. She's like, get dressed. We got to go to dinner. And we're like, no. Woo! She's like, you guys are so nuts. And then I looked back to like our graduation, the fact that like it's really fun to just go back and look at all those memories. But like, I feel like specifically, I feel like Cabo was probably like it was always a good time, right? So it was
always,
What was your favorite memory?
I mean, same thing. It's really hard to pick one, but I would say, having prom, graduation, all of these memories that we can go back and look at it, even though it's manufactured and it's contrived, it still is very much a part of our real lives. And so having that shot in such a beautiful way where it looks like a movie is pretty special. And that bond that we all share because of it, I think is something really unique that people just, you don't understand unless you've been through it together.
Right.
Yeah. There are those moments too, which I live for, where in between all the drama, we have the personalities from all the friends that we know. Like just in this last episode, Jake, he's got a great line where he's calling you out for knowing exactly where Jason is. Someone's asking if Jason's coming and you're like, oh, I don't know. And then Jake's like, he's at baseball. And yes, you do know. And it's so those little, and like that's, it was Jake's personality, right? He's so quick to call people out on shit. And so those moments where we have sincere, just the high school banter and just giving each other a hard time with these people that we grew up with, it's basically a living yearbook, if you will, a virtual yearbook. And it's cool for that. And I've enjoyed those moments in between the drama by seeing those different personalities. So it's fun and all that. So taking it all back, would you go back and do it again?
I would. I think this is the best way of putting it for me personally is like the overall experience of doing the show was so much fun. But it was like receiving the tape and putting it in and watching how they like manufactured the show and how it was edited. That was not fun, you know, because then now you're like, I was like, oh, I'm the funny girl. Like, I'm going to be the funny one. MTV doesn't want funny. They like want drama. So, you know, when you see those things like I'm looking like this boyfriend stealer, like, that was hard for me. But honestly, I would do it all over again because I thought it was just an amazing experience altogether doing it with my best friends, you know?
Yeah. I love that.
So
And we were so innocent in not knowing what they were doing. So I think that helps too.
That was the best part, I think, of it all, is that we were so...
To act a certain way on camera, to be natural, and then now be able to have those moments looking back that are real. And that's not the edited moments, those organic moments that are, you know, something to gives us a little portrait of how we were back in the day.
Right.
And I think that that's very unique, of course. There was like a virtual yearbook where it was like, all right, we're doing a yearbook and... you know, sit down and have a little interview, right? And someone's asking you some questions, and then, you know, that's what the virtual yearbook is. That would be, like, wouldn't really, it'd be people's awkward personalities, but they got so much footage and the cameras were rolling for so long. There's some real moments that are in there that they just took of everyone just kind of hanging out, shooting the shit, which is awesome.
Yeah. I wonder, like, what their backlog of, like, you know, things that didn't make it, or like not even on the DVD. I know DVD, they have like, some behind the scenes, but it'd be so interesting to see if there was other little tidbits that they could like.
I wish we could get our hands on that stuff. I know.
The deleted scenes. Wait, I don't know if I want to encourage this or not.
I think we're good. I know.
Yeah, because they shot so much that didn't make it on. Yeah. So. Man.
And it has to fit in 22-minute episodes because it was airing.
There's probably some good stuff in there, guys.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, that's why they have this. What was the first season was like 11 episodes or 10 episodes. Yeah. And then they do another season, which probably would have been another 10 or 11. But they're like, fuck it. We got 19 or 18 in the second season. Like, we could stretch it out.
Right.
Yeah. And they do easily. So... man, the log of deleted scenes would be an interesting one. Well,
Alex,
anyways.
It is so good to see you. Aww. You are the exact same. We really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having me.
We need to get together soon.
For sure. We need to do a reunion, even if it's like just a normal reunion too.
I agree.
Yes.
100%.
We don't need to bring cameras. We all just need to get in the same place.
Exactly.
This has been great.
Exactly.
But,
well, thanks for having me, guys. I miss you both. And it's so good to see you.
Miss you.
I'm so happy you guys are doing this.
Great to see you as well.
So fun.
It's been fun. Yeah. It's been fun. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, guys.
We will see you soon.
Bye.
I just love Alex so much. For me, it's like no time has passed. I mean, I've kept in touch with her over the years, but she's the exact same. You know, she has that fire in her, that fun energy, and I adore her.
Yeah, super fun to be around. Definitely contagious with that energy. And we used to have a good time back in the day, so it's good to see her and kind of feel like we pick up right where we left off.
Yes.
Good energy there. So thank you, Alex, for coming on.
All right, you guys, we will see you next week.
Adios.
Thanks for listening to Back to the Beach with me, Kristen Cavallari, and the best ex-boyfriend ever, Stephen Colletti.
We are so stoked to bring you along on this journey back to Laguna Beach with us.
You can find us on Instagram at Dear Media Studio, hashtag BTTBpod, at Kristen Cavallari, and at Stephen Colletti.
Got any questions about the show? Give us a call on our Back to the Beach hotline, 1-844-LAGUNA-0.
And if you like our show, please make sure you follow or subscribe wherever you're listening to this so you don't miss an episode. And don't forget to leave us a rating and a review.
Back to the Beach is a Dear Media production hosted by Kristen Cavallari and Stephen Collett.
Our show is produced by Rosalie Atkinson.
Post-production by Amanda Vandekar, Michelle Harrison, and Taylor O'Connor.
Music supervision by Jonathan Lane.
Our theme song is Come Clean, written by John Shanks and Cara Diaguardi.
Cover composed by Steve Shebby.
And our executive producers are Jocelyn Falk, Paige Port, Michael Bostick.
Special thanks to producer Liz Bruno at Balto Creative Media for her help on today's episode.